It was a historic year for the Chilkat Indian village of Klukwan. After more than a decade of work, the Chilkat Kwan Cultural Heritage Center opened its doors in May. The center tells the still-evolving story of the Chilkat people. It also houses some of the world's most famous works of Northwest Coast art, the Whale House Collection.
So we just stepped into the exhibit gallery, and the first thing that you see when you walk into our exhibit gallery is the Chilkat Cultural Landscape Map.
Lonnie Hotch is the executive director of the Chilkat Kwan Heritage Center.
Chilkat Kwan Ani, the land of the Chilkat people. And there's a quote there, Anyat Kusani. And it's a formal way to address a crowd of people.
It means honorable people of the land.
And I thought that was so appropriate because whether you live in a little house along the Chilkat River or a skyscraper in Manhattan, we're all dependent on the land.
Hotch is one of the Klukwan residents who led the enormous effort to build this cultural center. Klukwan is a village of about 100 people, and the cost of the center is close to $8 million. The idea for a cultural center has been around for almost a century, but the effort that finally led to success began with a strategic planning session about 15 years ago.
Then we went through this visioning process of what we wanted Klukwan to look like in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And this was a huge part of that vision.
Hotch says they talked about Klukwan's strongest assets, a rich cultural heritage and a beautiful landscape.
The idea behind this building is not so much museum, but a culture center where our people can still carry their culture forward.
You can see the emphasis on the living culture throughout the center. One example is a weaving exhibit that honors the past and present.
Chilkat weaving didn't originate with the Chilkat people. It originated with the Tsimshian people. But our people became so talented and prolific that the art form became known as Chilkat weaving.
Hotch herself is a master weaver skilled at creating Chilkat blankets. But she made a contemporary weaving for the center's cultural landscape map. It represents Berners Bay, just outside of Juneau. Berners Bay is the southern boundary of the Chilkat people's ancestral homeland. Hotch's weaving is a bright aqua color with patterns and shapes that make it totally distinct from Chilkat weaving. She says some people frowned on this.
They wanted to see me weaving Chilkat, because that's our legacy here. But I'm of the opinion that each generation has a right to impact their culture. A right, if not a duty.
The contemporary weaving isn't the only piece in the center that stirred some controversy. The centerpiece of the cultural center is a collection of masterful artworks that are between 200 and 300 years old. The famed Whale House rain screen and house posts are arranged to create a functioning clan house within the center.
I don't think anyone could ever duplicate what we're looking at.
Jones Hotch Jr. is Lonnie Hotch's husband. He's also the Gonaktedi clan leader and caretaker of the Whale House.
The four house posts and the rain screen, what I say is, what I've told other people is, that's our birth certificate, tells us where we're from.
During the planning of the cultural center, the Gonaktedi clan agreed to house the objects here, even though putting them in a public place is a break from tradition. One reason to keep them here is for protection. Over the last century or so, there have been multiple attempts to remove the Whale House artifacts and display them outside of Klukwan.
So many of our Atu are objects. They're on different museums. They're not home. This is what we're standing on. This is their homeland.
Hotch remembers the day the Whale House objects were returned to Klukwan. It was raining.
I said, it's the elders are crying. they're happy they're back, getting back to Klukwan.
I think the most gratifying thing is seeing the young people taking hold of it.
Again, Lonnie Hotch. Her hope is that the cultural center will bring back young people who haven't been able to find employment in Klukwan before.
But this is their future. And that's why we did it, you know.
Hotch says she can already see that happening. The center employed about 25 people over the summer. In a village of about 100, it's a big impact. And that, Hotch says, makes the enormous effort it took to bring the center to life worth it. Reporting in Klukwan, I'm Emily Files.